how the pot paints the kettle black. Mitch McConnell warned the Democrats who now run the oversight committees in the House not to engage in presidential harassment. He opined that they had tried that themselves with Bill Clinton, and yeah, it had backfired when, after years of investigation that turned up mostly nada, Bubba's poll ratings were higher than ever. Mitch evidently has an ethical compass whose true north moves based on polling. His boss fired Sessions yesterday after 10 minutes, after a less than conciliatory press conference where he declared he would like to work toward unity with the Democrats, then blasted the press one more time as enemies of the people. In Sessions' place, the press put in a guy who has made it clear the Mueller investigation has gone, well, too far. This is a slow-rolling Saturday night massacre. A bit smarter than Nixon's, maybe, but nevertheless a not-too-subtle obstruction of justice. You'd do the same thing if you were in his place. McConnell? Maybe not. Just warn the Democratic House that if they don't wise up, he'll wage war on them. Politics. All's fair and nothing's too low. The harasser-in-chief now finds himself under siege, or will soon. He might be heartened that the big blue wave was more of a gentle lapping on the beach of D.C. than folks like myself might have hoped. But even the rural red states might be interested in what Mueller has to say when the cow poop hits the fan. Those who see hope in derailing his investigation, they've never played chess. Mueller knows his quarry and is probably 6 or 7 moves ahead of any tactic the White House think tank, is considering. And the Republicans know if they're seen as aiding in an obstruction, especially if what are uncovered are high crimes and treason, the price will be a great deal higher than losing the House. No doubt they already have a pretty frightening picture of what Mueller is going to uncover. Unless the Democrats are looking for a circular firing squad, impeachment is not on most of their wish lists. Nobody outside the evangelicals wants to see Pence as an incumbent come 2020, and that includes his wife and his dog. What they dearly hope for, and the grand old party dreads, is a slow but steady drip of poison as investigation after investigation makes the Hillary WikiLeaks look benign. Trump, the man who loves a good bullying, who revels in body slamming the press, well, he should have been more careful what he wished for. He's about to become the national piñata.